AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 20-year-old man has been arrested in the shooting deaths of five people inside a mall in Burlington, Washington. Island County Sheriff's Lieutenant Mike Hawley says he spotted Arkan Chetin walking down a roadway.
I didn't run. I literally hit my brakes, did a quick turn, jumped out. And there was another reserve deputy, Eric Grombach, was coming down the other direction, and we both jumped out with our guns, and he just froze, and we directed him, and he complied.
Chetin, a legal resident from Turkey, was identified through video images released shortly after Friday night's shooting in which four women, ranging in age from a teenager to an elderly woman and a man, were killed. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, have released some dash cam and body cam videos from last week's shooting death of Keith Scott. Scott's family says the videos have led to even more questions, and while investigators say Scott had a gun, those videos don't seem to show one in his hand. Eight people, including a three-year-old girl, are expected to survive after being shot and wounded last night in Baltimore. Police are looking for three shooters. Tomorrow night's debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump should be dramatic.
Some gaffes are legendary.
There is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe.
That was President Ford in 76. Iowa State political scientist David Anderson says both candidates hope to provoke one.
If you believe that anybody can walk out of a debate having said something that can be used against them in a campaign ad.
And the best chance for a gaffe? Anderson says if Clinton gets under Trump's skin.
Exciting fireworks that could be termed a gaffe of epic proportions.
He says the question raised by the primaries is, will voters hold Trump accountable? Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama, among those celebrating the opening of the Museum of African-American History and Culture in Washington.
Amidst the pageantry, President Obama says the African-American Museum helps tell a richer, fuller story of who we are as Americans. That includes African-Americans who were brought to this country as slaves.
Shackled and bound and bought and sold.
He says seeing the artifacts of that time and then the uniform of General Colin Powell may not help end poverty and injustice, but
perhaps it can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson and Charlotte.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals are the third Major League Division winners, clinching the National League East with a 6-1 victory over Pittsburgh and the Mets' 10-8 loss to Philadelphia. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.